time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Good day, everybody. Pastor Adam back here with the Wednesday devotional, and we're gonna start this off with a little mishap that happened on Sunday morning. So check this out.
Lord Jesus.
Embarrassing, right? Well, it is what it is. Believe it or not, I can actually play the guitar without making major clams like that. But I just choose to share my flubs, my bloopers, my fails for comedy's sake. And actually, in that clip there, I was not even on camera. Camera was definitely on somebody else who just blatantly pointed out. If they didn't catch the wrong note to begin with, they would have been like, what happened? Because Ava, who was there, made it very clear that something terrible happened by looking at me and laughing. So, yeah, that was insult to injury. But here you go. I shared it with you. Good stuff, right? But I do want to talk a little bit more about guitar, though. And I'm going to use the guitar to talk about, you know, my faith walk in a way. But since the guitar playing demographic isn't huge, you know, not a lot of, I don't think the majority of my people that listen to me play guitar. I'll also use some other analogies, and maybe you'll be able to relate to it a little better by using that. So let's get into this. Think about for a moment a master craftsman. You know, so for instance, right away pops into my mind is Pastor David right here at our church. He's a carpenter, woodworker that can turn any rough looking log or whatever you have into some beautiful piece of furniture. Recently, he just redid his kitchen. Well, him and his wife, Joanne, both did, who, by the way, Joanne also becoming an amazing woodworker in her own right. It looks fantastic, right? So think of somebody like that, or maybe think of a chef who can balance flavors with perfect precision and who can take, you know, like the most boring food and make it taste divine, you know, somebody like that. Or think of a guitarist, not me, but another guitarist who can make that six string instrument just sing and just make you feel so good, right? So when we see that kind of mastery, it's easy to kind of fall into the trap of thinking that it's just a natural gift or a eureka moment, and suddenly they were great. And I think that we all admire, you know, the end result, but we often miss the years of unseen effort. We don't see the calloused fingers from the guitar players, the countless hours of practice, the failed attempts. I like to show you my failed attempts here on the blooper reel. You're welcome. We don't see the relentless discipline to the craft that person is doing that we admire. My journey with the guitar has been a constant reminder of this truth. I am no prodigy. I think that we can all agree on that, right? God didn't hand me the lightning fast fingers of Eddie Van Halen or the soulful feel of Jimi Hendrix. And guess what? I've come to accept that, and that I'll never reach that level of, you know, transcendent genius. Once my daughter was we were both in the car and listening to Michael Jackson's Beat It. And then the solo came on and she looked at me. She goes, can you play that? And I was like, no, I can't. And she's like, why? I go, that's Eddie Van Halen. And she's like, okay. And she just gave me the look that like I really let her down. And I was like, ugh. And I can't say, look, I'm going to work hard. No, I'm not going to be able to do it. But I can play. I love playing. And I can play pretty decent. But the ability that I have today is a direct result of thousands of hours of effort. Lots of practice, learning new chord shapes, forcing my hands to move in ways that feel unnatural at first. And it requires hard work. The talent I had was the seed, but the effort, you know, the practicing, the long hours, all that, that was the water that I poured on it to make it grow. Now, when we're talking about practice here, I recently listened to a podcast where Steve Vai was interviewed, and he talked about how when he first started playing guitar at like 12, 13, that he started, he'd practice 9 hours a day. 9 hours. Dude didn't do anything but practice. He said during school, like the school year, he would go to sleep early on a Friday so that just so he could wake up early on Saturday so he wanted to get at least 36 hours of practice in that weekend. And let me just tell you something. That was not me. Not only was his talent way more than me to begin with, but his effort off the charts. And that's why I feel like he's considered the world's best guitarist, one of the world's best guitarists, and I'm considered one of the world's most okayest guitarists. And that's true, and I'm fine, and I'll be okay. So where am I going with this today? Okay, in our Christian walk, we often face a similar myth, the idea that life of faith should be easy. We hear about the grace of God, the freedom of salvation, and the unconditional love of Jesus. And all these things are true, and they're amazing, and we love these things. But we can often mistakenly believe that once we accept Christ, that the rest of the journey is going to be, you know, an effortless ride. But the Bible tells a different story. It speaks of a narrow road, of pressing on, and of working out our faith. The effort isn't earning our salvation. That gift was already given to us, but our job is to steward the gift well and grow in the likeness of Christ. And as the Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians 2:12, we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that verse isn't about being anxious and trembling, right? It's about being serious, disciplined, and dedicated to the spiritual work God has called us to. You see, just as a trade like playing guitar requires daily practice and discipline, so does the Christian life. A carpenter doesn't build a house simply by owning a hammer. He has to learn to use it. He needs to learn how to measure twice and cut once to understand the properties of different woods. Likewise, our faith isn't built on a single decision, but on constant and ongoing commitment to our craft. We're called to be diligent workmen. And 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul writes, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." The words "do your best" in Greek is spontaneo, means make the effort or to be diligent. It's an active, not passive, command. It's the spiritual equivalent of practicing a craft every day. We must make the effort to study God's word, to pray consistently, and to gather, or church word, fellowship with other believers. This isn't a passive process. It's an active one. And here's another analogy out there for all you crazy runners out there. This comes with the scripture too, so a little bonus. Let's think of our Christian walk as if we're training for a race. In 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, Paul uses this analogy. "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but the only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." The Christian life is the ultimate endurance race, and it requires self-control, discipline, and intentional effort. Our spiritual maturity isn't just handed to us. It's developed through the conscious effort of aligning our lives with God's will. Now, let's be clear. The effort we put into our walk with God is not about earning his love or proving ourselves worthy. It's about a deep, abiding relationship with him. The guitar player doesn't practice just to have calloused fingers. They practice so that the music can flow freely from their heart without, you know, pain in their hands. The effort is what allows them to express something beautiful. In the same way, our spiritual effort is what allows us to truly abide in Christ and bear fruit for his kingdom. Jesus illustrates this beautifully in John 15:4-5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Unless you abide in me, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Abiding is not a passive state. It's an act of intentional correction, a daily decision to remain in his presence, to listen to his voice, and to follow his lead. This is the effort or the conscious choice to stay connected to the source of life. The narrow path that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 7:13-14 is not an easy one. It's difficult precisely because it requires effort against the tide of the world that pulls us in a different direction. It requires us to say no to sin and yes to righteousness, to forgive when we'd rather, you know, hold a grudge, and to love our enemy when our natural instinct is to condemn them. This journey is not about becoming some sort of spiritual prodigy, but about being a faithful follower. My guitar player will never be perfect, as you saw at the beginning of this with my blooper, but it can be a beautiful act of worship. In the same way, our lives may never be without struggle, but through our constant, consistent effort to walk with God, they become a testimony to his grace and a source of true, lasting joy. The effort is worth it because the prize is not some perishable thing, but an imperishable crown of life. So that's what I had for you today. I take my embarrassment, I turn it into something that could hopefully inspire you. I don't know. So that's what I had. Hope you have a good one, and I'll see you next time.